Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife.
I've just been the biggest fool conceivable. With game in my hands, I've managed to throw it all away just because I couldn't wait. Old Bendigo had me up in his room this evening to say that they were making me an associate director of the firm, the very thing I've been working for. And he also said that pretty soon Fleming would be stepping down. And if all went well, I'd be running the entire show. I generally keep my head, but this time I was so bucked I jumped on the downstairs phone to tell Angela Tennant the good news. And you know what happened? Tressida Bendigo heard every word on his upstairs extension. He's at the head of the stairs now, waving a stick at me and shouting like a madman.
Your dog, Palmer! Wait till I get down these stairs, you thieving blackguard.
No, listen, take it easy. I can explain everything.
You can explain nothing. I was right about you at first. I heard every word on the phone. You and that Tennant woman.
It's all a mistake.
I'll give you a mistake and I'll call the police. I'm going to build a hide off you, you hound.
Hey, and up there. Hey, you old fool. Take it easy. I don't want to hurt you.
Get your hands off me, Palmer. Let go of that stick, I say.
I don't want to struggle with you. Now pull yourself together.
Give you a hiding. If it's the last thing I ever do.
Give me that stick now. Let it go. Let it go.
Marry my niece, would you?
No.
Drag her down with you. Grab the firm I've built up over 40 years.
Let go of the stick.
I should kill you. I should kill you, you... Palmer. Palmer. Heart's going. Palmer, bring your doctor.
Oh, McIndoe. In the book.
If you want a doctor, Bendigo, ring one yourself.
Get the doctor.
All I'm going to do at the moment is put your stick back upstairs. Then we'll see about ringing for a doctor.
Harry will think we're never coming back. How's the time?
Just on 10.
By this time, Uncle Chester will have told him his news. Aunt Harriet, you don't seem to like the idea much.
Why? I've said nothing against it.
You've said nothing approving, either.
It sometimes occurs to me, Marcia, that young man Palmer's having rather too much good luck. 3 years ago, he was a rejected suitor. Rejected in Jeff Pilgrim's favor. And now look.
Do you have to bring Jeff up?
No, but the present position's a little odd, you must admit. Not so long ago, Palmer had his junior job in the firm and not much else. Then Jeff, very obligingly, embezzled some money. Palmer stepped into his shoes, resumed his wooing of you, and here we are. Before you can say orange blossom, he's practically laid his hands on everything we possess.
Oh, really? He's done nothing of the sort.
Is your mind absolutely made up? Are you going to marry him?
Well, I'm not going to spend the rest of my life alone.
That's not what I asked you. Are you going to marry Palmer?
Well, why not? He's in love with me.
So's your husband, Marcia.
Oh, what's the use? My life's my own, Aunt Harriet. Now, do let's get home. And please, try to be pleasant to Harry when we get there.
Dr. McIndoe, it's Harry Palmer here, Doctor. I'm at Mr. Bendigo's. Can you come at once? Mr. Bendigo's had a seizure.
Is he still in bed?
No, he came tottering down the stairs. I couldn't stop him. Is there anything I can do till you get here?
Keep him quiet. Put something under his head. Is he unconscious?
Yes.
I'll be there in 6 or 7 minutes.
Take your time, Dr. McIndoe. There's nothing you can do or anyone else. Serves the old goat right for eavesdropping on other people's phone calls. Ah, enter Marcia and Aunt Harriet. And here's where we put on our act.
Is that you, Marcia?
Yes, we'll be there in a minute.
Come inside quickly, it's your uncle.
What's the matter?
Do hurry in, Marcia.
What is it, Harry? Tell me quickly.
I'm afraid he's very, very ill. I've called Dr. McIndoe. He'll be here any minute.
When did this happen, young man?
10 minutes ago, Miss Bendigo. As he was coming down the stairs.
What's he doing out of bed?
I don't know. He's on the sofa in the living room.
Oh, Marcia! Marcia! He's... Oh, Tresidor!
He's not dead. Oh, no, Harry, he's not dead.
Try to keep calm. The doctor will be here in a minute.
Oh, awful. What on earth made him get up? Were you here all the time?
Don't stand around asking questions now, Marcia. We must do something.
Dr. McIndoe said I should do nothing but keep him quiet and put a cushion under his head, Miss Bendigo. Thank heaven I was here.
Oh, there he is now. I'll go.
Oh, why did we have to go out tonight of all nights?
Come in quickly, Doctor. I'm so glad you're here. Uncle Tressard is in the living room.
What on earth possessed him? I told him to stay in bed. Why did he come down?
Oh, Harry was here.
Oh, good evening, Miss Bendigo. Evening, Father. Please keep absolutely quiet for a minute. Take my coat, will you, Master?
Yes. How did it happen, Harry? Where were you when it happened?
He asked me to leave him alone. I came downstairs to wait for you and your aunt.
Shh, quiet, please.
Oh, hush. Well, how is he?
One of you call an ambulance at once. We have to get him to hospital. Metropole 446.
I'll ring.
Wait a minute. No, I can't take the risk. Palmer, give me a hand. We'll have to get him upstairs again. Now, steady, does it? Miss Bendigo, you come up too, will you?
Yes.
Marcia, wait here. Palmer will come straight down again.
Oh, do tell us, Doctor. Will he live?
Your uncle's seriously ill. He may recover, he may not. The next half hour will tell. Palmer, lift his shoulders and take it gently.
This waiting's dreadful. Harry, what did happen?
Well, I was upstairs, darling. He told me I was getting a boost upward in the firm. Oh, of course, you know all about it. And then he said he was tired and would I shove off downstairs. And I was poking about. I helped myself to a drink, actually, and then suddenly I heard him stumbling about. He was trying to say something.
What, up in his room?
No, halfway down the staircase, in his pajamas, just as you saw him. I rushed up and I tried to get him back to bed, but he struggled and threw me off.
But Harry, couldn't he say anything intelligible?
No. And then at the bottom of the stairs, he collapsed, and well, I laid him on the sofa and rang McIndoe.
If only I'd been home. Oh, Harry, if only I had.
It's no use blaming yourself, darling. Whatever went wrong happened upstairs. If you'd been here, it wouldn't have made any difference.
What are they doing up there? I wish they'd hurry. Harry, if he dies, I can't bear the thought.
Now, come along, Marcia. They'll pull him through. I know they will.
But if they don't...
Oh, darling. Whatever happens, you'll always have me. Think of that. You won't be alone. You'll have me.
Is he coming round? What was that injection?
Digitalis. You must expect the worst, Miss Bendigo. In your brother's condition, I don't want you to build up any false hopes.
Why should he have had this seizure? We left him quiet and peaceful.
Unless that injection brings him round, we won't be able to tell. He must have stumbled against something, fallen out of bed, perhaps.
How do you know?
There's a bruise on his arm. There, see?
Oh, I have the most horrible feeling that there's something wrong.
I beg your pardon. What do you mean? I've done my very best. No man could do it more, I assure you.
No, I don't mean you. Tressida has his head screwed on. If he'd have felt his heart playing up, he'd have called for someone immediately. Look, there's his telephone right by the bedside.
Miss Bendigo, I must ask you to tell me exactly what you're driving at. If you have anything out of the ordinary in mind, you must tell me.
Is it possible he was interfered with?
But there was only one other person in the house. You surely don't suspect young Palmer of upsetting your brother.
Oh, I don't know what I suspect. I just feel so terribly strongly that Tressida wouldn't have lost his senses enough to try to get downstairs without any reason.
Shh, one moment. Ah, his heart's stronger. Trying to speak.
Marcia. Harriet.
Yes, Tressida, I'm here. What is it? Is there anything you want to tell me?
Yes, no, ma'am. Take it quietly. You'll be all right. What are you trying to say?
Let me up. Mosquito. Marcia. Palmer. Tell Marcia. Palmer.
Yes, Tressida. What about Harry Palmer?
Tell Marcia. Tell Marcia. Palmer. Palmer. Tell Jeff. Husband. Oh.
It's no use, Miss Pendergill.
But we must find out what he's trying to say. We must, I tell you, we must. What if he's trying to warn us against Harry Palmer?
This suspense and... Oh, I go crazy. What was I to do? Marcia was due home any minute. I had to ring the doctor. Oh, if Bendigo's going to die, why doesn't he? Why doesn't he? Because if he comes too long enough to tell them about me, I'm done for. What's going on up there?
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.